Voters rejected the amendment by a roughly 61-38% margin. It was a lopsided defeat for a proposal that had bipartisan support when it was added to the ballot by the state legislature. The push to keep the office was led by former Treasurer Jack Voigt, who argued it would preserve an important check on executive powers in Wisconsin. The push to eliminate it was led by the current treasurer, Matt Adamczyk. He argued the office no longer had any real duties, but said last night he accepted the will of the people. Adamczyk also said it would be up to future legislatures to decide what the state treasurer should do. The treasurer is a constitutional office in Wisconsin that's as old as the state itself. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.